This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. It is wonderful to have your company. Thank you so much for joining me. We are looking today in the book of Psalm. We've been doing a study of Psalm 103. And if you remember, we spent an inordinate amount of time on one particular verse, which was verse 13, talking about the Father's love. Well, we're now going to be looking at verse 18. And what we need to do is just look back at verse 17 to remind ourselves of what was being said on yesterday's broadcast, or rather on Monday's broadcast. And it was this: but the love of the Lord remains forever for those who fear him, and his salvation extends to the children's children. Of those who are faithful to his covenant, says verse 18, and of those who obey his commandments. So already we see that there's a slight caveat. And today I wanted to talk to you about the commandments of Jesus. We already know the greatest commandment that he ever gave us, and that was to love one another as he himself has loved us. That is his greatest commandment. But I want to split this into five, and it may mean that I'm going to spend five different sessions, five different daily devotionals on this, because I want to talk to you about these different things. First of all, we have repentance, so you can already write that down, the word repentance. And if we take a little look and see exactly where we see repentance and Jesus talking about repentance, we see it in Matthew, the 4th chapter, verse 17. We see it in Revelation, the 2nd chapter, and verse 5. And that is simply repent. And then we come to come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. We see that in Matthew, the 11th chapter, and verse 28. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness in Matthew, the 6th chapter, and verse 33. Forgive if you have aught against anyone, and that is 11:25 in Mark's Gospel, 11:25. And then Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 24 says, deny yourself, etc., etc., etc. And I'm going to spend some time on these particular scriptures. Secondly, we've had repentance. Secondly, belief. These are the commandments of Jesus, belief. Thirdly, the new birth. Fourthly, receiving the Holy Spirit. Fifthly, following Jesus. Sixthly, prayer. Seventh, faith. Eighth, searching the scriptures. Ninth, letting your light shine. Then the second coming of Christ is number 10. Number 11, supreme love to God. Number 12, our duty to God and man. Number 13, our duty to our neighbor. Number 14, covetousness. Number 15, hypocrisy. Number 16, meekness. Number 17, our love to the brethren. Number 18, perfect love. Number 19, being faithful unto death. Number 20, preaching the gospel. And finally, number 21, and that is wisdom. These all come under the heading of the commandments of Jesus. But as I say, the greatest of all of these, the very greatest of all of these, is Jesus saying to us, love one another as I have loved you. Now, let me try and explain to you why I think that it's important that we take a grip and a look at loving one another as the commandment of Jesus. Simply because I think that everything else fades into significance when we love one another in that way. Now, when I say fades into insignificance, I don't mean it goes away, and therefore we don't need to bother about those other things. What I'm trying to say to you, the way I'm trying to explain it is this. If we love one another as Christ has loved us, then all of those things, repentance, belief, the new birth, receiving the Holy Spirit, etc., 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 that list I gave you just then, they all happen because we are loving one another. That is why Jesus said it's the greatest commandment is to love one another as I have loved you. And actually, in all of this, if I was doing a theological study, then I would be looking at all of those things. If I was doing an exegesis on this particular situation, this particular verse, then I would look at all of that, of course, in great detail. And that's what I thought I was going to do. Right at the beginning, when I brought you that, I thought, that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be studying all of these things. And I might well do a series on this, actually. But what strikes me, what comes to my mind, what hits me right between the eyes as I am bringing you this word right now live, what is hitting me really hard is loving one another as our Lord Jesus Christ has loved us. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him or are in awe of him. His salvation extends to the children's children, of those who are faithful to his covenant, to that promise, and of those who obey his commandments. And the psalmist has said commandments. In other words, there's an S there. And David, I believe, was talking about the Heavenly Father. He wasn't talking about Jesus, or perhaps he was. That's not in contention, but what is in contention is Jesus' commandment to you, Jesus' commandment to me. Love one another. As I have loved you, love your neighbor as yourself. Love those that persecute you. Love those that are your enemies. Love those that hate you. That is what we are commanded to do. Now, I know you're going to say to me, well, loving my enemies, loving those who don't like me, that's really difficult, especially when they annoy me so much, and especially when they're completely daft. They're not like me at all. How can I possibly love that person? This isn't a discussion. This isn't a debate. Whether it's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do, this is not a debate. This is what Scripture tells us, and tells us very clearly. Love one another as I have loved you. And then Jesus goes on and says this. This is incredible. Greater love has no man than this, and he lay down his life for his friends. You can find that in John the 15th chapter. And actually, I wasn't reading it, so it was probably paraphrased, but that's the sort of thing that Jesus was saying. Greater love has no man than this, than he lays down his life for his friends. And when I think of that verse, I think of all the suffering and all the hardship that soldiers often go through when they go to war, and they're going to war for us, for our freedom. At least some of them are. We have to get to grips with this. I believe if we can crack this one commandment, if we can only get hold of this one commandment, love one another as I have loved you. If we can do that, then that list I gave you just now will be like chicken feed. It will be so easy. So easy. It's the loving one another that we are having difficulties with. And if we were to love one another as Christ loved us, let me give you a glimpse of a unified church. Can you imagine that? Can you just for a second imagine what it would be like if you were a member of a church, a body of Christians, an ecclesia? You were a member of a group of Christians that met every Sunday, and every single one of them loved each other. And there was no division. There was no backbiting. There was no anger. No one thinking, oh, that person should be doing that job because I should be doing that job. I should be leading worship this week. I should be preaching this week. I don't want to put the chairs out. I don't want to do the flowers. Can you imagine a church where everyone loved everyone? And then imagine the unified church. Imagine the entire world full of Christians, full of people that love the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their mind. And imagine that each one of those is loving each other as Christ has loved them first, in the first place. Imagine those people thinking to themselves, you know, it is true, greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friend. And I'll tell you this, I'll lay my life down for you, says one to the other. No, I insist. I would lay my life down for you. You see, can you imagine that church? Now there's no arguments. Now there's no infighting. Now nothing is going on except that which the Lord Jesus Christ wants. Turn with me real quick to Revelation, the 21st chapter. And let's look at Revelation, the 21st chapter. And I'm not quite sure where I want to go. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared. This is John's revelation. And the sea was also gone, and I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, watch this, like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. The bride is us. The bride is the church. Can you imagine that? A unified church. A unified church where we become the unblemished body of Christ. Love one another as I have loved you. Jesus' greatest commandment. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that as we are worshiping you, Lord, as we are worshiping you now in spirit and in truth, Lord God Almighty, you will bring this to bear in our own lives and teach us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.